بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، so we continue our discussion with regards to the six pillars of al-Iman, أركان الإيمان الستة. And we have seen the first four pillars and that which is related to that, those first four great pillars of al-Islam, the pillar of al-Iman billah, sincere faith and belief in Allah and likewise in His angels, the second pillar and the third pillar in His books subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has revealed, and then the fourth pillar, the belief in His messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam. And we discuss in a bit of conciseness or in brief detail the fifth pillar of al-Iman, al-Rukn al-Khamis, al-Iman bil-Yawm al-Akhir, which is al-Iman and sincere faith and correct belief in the last day. And to summarize, the correct belief in the last day, the ulama they mention, this means to believe in everything that occurs after death. And the ulama they mentioned that the last day for an individual, or the day of resurrection for an individual, it begins for him at the time of death. And they mentioned that with regards to the resurrection, there are two resurrections, al-qiyamatu al-sughra wal-qiyamatu al-kubra. There is the minor resurrection and there is the major resurrection. And the minor resurrection is the time whenever the soul is taken and the individual, he dies and he leaves this life. And this is considered al-qiyamah al-sughra, the minor resurrection. And at this time, the hereafter begins for that person. Whenever the soul leaves the body, and the angels, they take that soul, at that time, the hereafter begins for that individual. So the hereafter begins at the time of death of every individual. As for the major resurrection, then this is whenever all of the people will be brought back to life. And they will stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they will be reckoned for their deeds, and they will be held accountable for their actions. So in brief summarization, the belief in the last day is to believe in everything that has been mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah with regards to the affairs that happen after death. And this begins with the angels taking the soul, and the manner that occurs, and how they take the soul of the righteous in a gentle and in a good and nice manner, and how they take the soul of the wicked and they strip it and they beat it, and it is taken in a foul and in a harsh manner. Nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, al-Iman bil Yawm al-Akhir, after that, also includes the belief of the affairs that happen in the grave, and the delight in the grave for the righteous and the pious, for the obedient, and the punishment in the grave for the wicked and the wretched and the disobedient. And this also includes the belief in the coming of the two angels, Al-Munkar wal-Nakir. Al-Munkar wal-Nakir. Al-Munkar, this meaning is something that, meaning that linguistically, something that is Munkar, something that is one would reprimand or that is disliked, and the likes like this. And this is because these angels, Munkar wal-Nakir, and that's their names though. And so they have that they come in that manner that is not known and not normal, and to the people. And they set the person up in his grave and they ask him a number of questions. They ask him a specific number of questions about some specific affairs. They ask him, as for the number, then it is three questions. And they're not three random questions, whether they are three very important questions. Questions about who did one worship, and who was his Lord, man rabbuk, and also how did one worship that Rabb and that Lord? Ma dinuk, what is your deen? Muhammad nabiyuk, and who is your prophet and who did you follow? So the one who is successful, he would say Rabbi Allah. And these, they are the successful. And there are those who in this life, they said Rabbun Allah thumma istaqamu. There are those who in this life, they said that our Lord is Allah. They said it with their tongue and they said it with their hearts, with sincere faith and iman. And they complied to that with their body parts and were steadfast and upright upon obedience until death came to them. These the angels descend upon them at the time of death, and they aid them and support them, and they give them glad tidings, to not be afraid and to not fear, and nor should they have any grief from what they are leaving behind, but rather they are going to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, and these are for those who they said, Rabbun Allah, thumma istaqamu. They said, our Lord is Allah. And they believed in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, as has proceeded in His oneship, in His oneness, in His lordship, and in His oneness, in His beautiful names and lofty attributes, and in His oneness, tabaraka wa ta'ala, His right to be worshipped in His divinity, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they worshipped Him alone. And they were steadfast and had istiqamah upon His obedience, complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions. In this life, they will be given success. And likewise, in the hereafter, in the grave, they will be able to say, Rabbiya, Rabbi Allah, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah, my Lord is Allah, my Lord is Allah, Rabbi Allah, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. They will give their correct answer. And they were steadfast in this life upon the straight path, Dini al-Islam, Madinuk. What is your deen? My deen is the deen of al-Islam. It's not the way of any other way. They will be given success to answer properly. And likewise, Man Nabiyuk. Who is your prophet? And they will likewise be given success because they believed in this life and they were upright in this life and they died in a good manner. So they will have this success in the grave. As for those people who are contrary to that, then they have a different response and a different outcome. So this is all from the belief in the last day, the punishment of the grave, and likewise the delight of the grave, and the goodness that occurs to the righteous in the grave, and likewise the evil that will happen and occur to the wicked and the disobedient in the grave, and likewise the rest of the affairs that have been mentioned in the Quran, and likewise in the Sunnah with regards to the affairs of the hereafter, and the blowing of the trumpet, النفخ في الصور, the blowing of the horn, and the angel, he will blow the horn, and the likes like this. And the creation will come back to life, and they will all stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla with no clothing on and uncircumcised, and they will have nothing with them except for their deeds, and they will be held accountable. And like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ما منكم أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه. There's not one of you except that his Lord will speak to him. ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. There will be no translator between them. Naam, and the servants, there will be those who are held accountable for their actions, and they will be destroyed. And they will be destroyed, those who are taken to account for their deeds. And the blessings will be counted and enumerated for them, and their sins will be counted and enumerated for them, and they will be thrown on their faces in the fire. They will be thrown on their faces in the fire. And there are others that they will be received a light reckoning. يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. And it will just be mentioned, you did this and you said that, but today Allah will forgive them. On that day Allah will forgive them. There will be a light reckoning, meaning they will just be mentioned to them some of the deeds that they did, and then after that Allah will pardon them. And then there are others who will enter paradise and they receive their book in their right hand. And there are others who receive their book in the left hand. There are those who enter paradise in bliss and in joy. And they enter into the mercy and the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is pleased with them and He is not angry with them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, the last day, on the last day. This is all from the belief in the last day. Everything that occurs after death and that has been mentioned after death, and from that, like the belief in the mizan and the scales that will be brought, and the scales of justice, and the people will be weighed with their deeds, and the deeds will be weighed, and likewise the suhuf and the scriptures, they will fly, and they will come, and there are people who grab their scroll in their right hand, and they say they come read, اقرأوا كتابي. They say come read my book. إني ظننت أني ملاك حسابي. I knew I was going to receive my reckoning. them, and their others, they're going to receive their book in their left hand, and them, and they're going to be destroyed, they're going to be in grief, and they're going to be in remorse and regret, and they're going to be from the companions of the hellfire, yathin billah. And there are those who receive their book behind their back, there are those who receive their book behind their back, and they're going to call for destruction. They're going to call for destruction, and they wish they could die on that day, but there's no death on that day. And likewise, what has been mentioned is that death will be brought in the form of a ram, and it will be slaughtered. And Allah, it'll be mentioned to them, and Allah will call, O people of the paradise, do you know who this is? And they will say, yes. And then they'll say, O people of the hellfire, do you know who this is? And they will say, yes. And they know who it is, because they have tasted it before. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every single soul will taste death. The people of paradise, they will be asked, do you know who this is? It's death. Death will be brought in the surah of a kibsh, and the surah and the picture of a ram, and the form of a ram. But the people, they know it because they tasted it before. They tasted it before, and they know it. And then the death will be slaughtered. That ram will be slaughtered, and they will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, khururun bila maut, khururun bila maut. And they will say, Oh, people of paradise, there is eternity with no death. Wa Ya Ahl al-Nar, خُلُورٌ بِلَا مَوْتٍ. And likewise, O people of the hellfire, there is eternity with no death. There will be no death after that. After the first death, there's no death. The people in paradise, they do not die. And the people in the hellfire, they do not die. The people in paradise, they live the best life, the life of the people of paradise, with the pleasure and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the people of the hellfire, they live with the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal, and His punishment. نسأل الله Alafi wa salama. All of this is from the belief in the last day. From the belief in the last day. This and the affairs, for example, the hold, and that the people will drink from the hold of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa salam, and they will not be thirsty after that once ever again. And the rest of the affairs that have been mentioned in great detail, like the sirat that will be set up, and the people will pass it. And there are those who pass quickly like lightning, and others like the blink of an eye. And some they pass running, or like on animals that are quick, riding horses or camels, and others crawling, and some they will be snatched off and they will fall in the hellfire. And likewise, after they make it across the Sirat, they would have there's another short bridge to make it across. And then likewise, whenever they make it across, they will stand in front of the gates of paradise, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for them, for the gates to be opened, and they will enter the paradise. All of this is from the belief in the hereafter. This belief in the heart of a believer, it helps him to go straight. It helps him to be upright. The one who believes in that last day, in the meeting of Allah, the last day, on the last day, every single soul will meet its creator, and every single soul will meet its Lord, and the people, they will meet Allah. They will meet Allah, and Allah on that day, He will be pleased with a group of people, and He will be pleased with them, and He will honor them, and He will raise their rank, and He will raise their status, and He will enter them into His mercy and into His pleasure, and He will never be angry with them again. And there are other people on that day that Allah, He will be angry with. He'll be angry with them, and he will be displeased with them, Subhanahu wa Taala, and He will punish them. But it's been mentioned in his book, a humiliating punishment, a painful punishment, a severe punishment, a humiliating punishment. On that day, people will be known by their piety and righteousness, and their righteousness, they will be known by their marks and their traces of prostration, and their traces of wudu. And likewise, the wicked and evil, they have, some of them, they will have signs that they are known by way of. And those who are treacherous, and those who tricked and deceived the people, and those who were known for betrayal, some of them, they will come with a sign coming out of their bottom, out of their back, meaning out of their bottom, a sign coming out saying, this is the betrayer, the betrayer so and so, the son of so and so, who was al ghadr, yathin billah, he'll be known like that. And he will be exposed, and other individuals, they will be exposed in front of all mankind, that they used to show off with worship. And there are people that will come, that people will receive their reward, and the people who did their deeds for Allah, they will receive their reward. And there will be people who are left standing who did not yet receive their reward, and they're the people who used to show off. And it will be said to them, go to the people you used to show off for and see if you can find any reward with them. Go to the people you used to show off for, doing your acts of worship, showing off for them, and see if you can find a reward with them. All of this has been narrated our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authentically. This is all from the belief in the hereafter. This is all from the belief In the hereafter, الإيمان بيوم الآخر لها ركن عظيم جدا عظيم جدا من أركان الإيمان. Now whoever disbelieve on that day, he disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal العظيم سبحانه وتعالى. And the ulama, they mention that the affair of al-iman bil-yawm al-akhir, believing in the last day, it is upon two levels. One which is obligatory, and they say al-iman al-jazim, like the rest of the pillars, al-iman al-jazim, also with regards to the belief in Allah, certain faith. In all of the pillars, it's an obligation to have certain faith, no doubt whatsoever in any one of these pillars. But here the ulama, they mention specifically with the last day, that the minimum required, like the rest of the pillars, al-iman al-jazimu, bil-yawm al-akhir, certain faith. Without any doubt whatsoever, there's a day of resurrection, and the people will be held accountable in that day, and they'll be brought back to life on that day. And then after that, for those people who have rectified themselves and purified their souls, they will reach a level of iman with regards to the last day. It's called al-iman al-rasikh, the firmly, strong, deeply rooted faith and belief in the last day. And this is for those people that this belief is deeply rooted in their heart, and they remember death often, and they remember Allah often, and they're afraid of how they will die, and they're afraid of their outcome, and they don't know if their deeds will be accepted or not, and they contemplate on this fear, and they look into the creation, and they ponder over the verses and the signs of Allah, and they look into His book, and they ponder over His signs in His book, and they look into the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they contemplate over this affair, and they remember their self, and they remember their shortcomings, and they have fear for their sins, and fear for their soul, and fear for their families, and they're afraid. Mushfiquna ala anfusihim wa ahlihim. They have pity on themselves, they're afraid, and they remember the last day, and they remember the meeting of Allah often. They don't forget. Because some people, although they have certain faith in the last day, but it's as if it's on the back of their mind, or it's as if they have forgotten, but they haven't forgotten, and they believe, and they're Muslims, but that week, that faith is not something that they contemplate and they remember often. And the one who becomes heedless or forgetful with regards to the realities of the hereafter, and that which happens at the time of death, all the way until the resurrection, and the people entering paradise, and the people entering the fire, then this is a means for his faith to become weak, and for his actions to become weak. كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. The people of the hellfire, from their attributes and traits that led them to do so much transgression, and actions of deviation, and evil, and sin, and transgression, and oppression to the creation, because they did not used to hope for the reckoning, and they did not believe in the hereafter, and therefore they followed their desires and their whims. But as for the one who believes, and he has the certain faith, and then after that, that faith is firm in his heart, and he remembers often the affair of the hereafter, and he thinks and ponders often over the affairs of the hereafter, then this is a means for him to raise in ranks and status in this life. And Allah, he mentioned about those people in his book, and he's praising them, the from the traits of the righteous. Inna kunna qabru fi ahlina mushfiqin, famanna Allahu alayna wa waqana adhab as-samum. That verily before we used to be amongst our families in pity and in fear. And they're constantly reminding each other, and reminding their children, and reminding their selves. And the husband reminds the wife, and the wife reminds the husband, and they remind their children, and they hope that Allah will forgive them and have pardon on them, and they hope that Allah will have mercy on them, and they strive upon that way, and they help each other upon that way, and they remember that day often, and the reigning of Allah, and the meeting of Allah, and they remember the blessings of Allah, and they remember their shortcomings, and they remember the favor of Allah, and they remember their sins, and they have pity on themselves, and they're afraid that they'll go astray, and they're afraid that their children will go astray, and they're afraid that they'll be tested with this life, and tested by the dunya, and they're afraid that they'll lose their faith, and they're afraid that they will earn the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who think like this, إِنَّا كُنَّا فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ, they used to have fear from Allah Azza wa Jal in this life, and for their family, and for the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal. They were afraid of that day, and they prepared for that day. كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They used to believe in Allah in the last day, and in the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will save them. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal, He will bless them, and He will bestow a great favor upon them, and He will save them from the fire.
He will save them from the punishment of the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the punishment of the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and our families from the punishment of the hellfire. The one who remembers his reality and where he came from, and that he used to be in the womb of a woman, he will remember the greatness of Allah azza wa jal. And likewise, he will remember the greatness of Allah azza wa jal and these pillars, and likewise the angels. There's an angel that came to his mother's womb and blew the life into him by the permission of Allah azza wa jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed books for him to follow whenever he turned into a man, for him to follow, and messengers, they have come and they have conveyed the message. And likewise, there's a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that child that come out of the womb and turn into a man or a woman will meet and go back to the one who created him in the womb, and he will prepare for that day. And he will prepare for that day. This belief right here is from the greatest of the beliefs to help a believer to be straight, to help a believer to strive to check one's tongue, and to strive to lower one's gaze, and to strive to learn one's deen, and to strive to be obedient, to make prayer on time, to try to make the salah in the best manner, to strive to worship Allah upon clarity and insight. In this manner, believing in the last day, and believing in the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Believing in the last day, and believing in the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for those who disbelieve in Allah and they disbelieve in His meeting subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are truly the losers, and they have lost their souls in this life and the hereafter. And the sweetest thing that one can taste in this life, and the best enjoyment that one can obtain in this life, and the best pleasure that one can find in this life, and the best delight that one can enjoy in this life, is to know Allah. Is to know Allah with His Tawheed, and to know Him with the heart, and by trusting Him and relying upon Him and calling upon Him and fearing Him and loving Him and hoping in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, by knowing His Tawheed. And this is the greatest blessing in preparing for that day and meeting Him. And those who prepare in this manner, whenever they meet Him, they will have something they could never imagine. They will have the pleasure of their Lord. And the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla Ar-Rahim, wa kana bil mu'minin rahima. And verily Allah, He is merciful to the believers. The belief in the last day is such a great and important belief that we should learn, and we should know, and we should understand, and we should remember, and we should prepare for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.